ABC News confirms Peter Schweizer's Biden exposé on family corruption involving son-in-law Howard Crane. By Hannah Blow on February 9, 2021. ABC News confirmed the reporting of Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweizer, author of the New York Times bestseller Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, regarding the corruption of the Biden family, specifically the connection between the president and his son-in-law Howard Crane. Crane serves as Startup Health's chief medical officer. He oversees the company's investments in hundreds of companies, including some hoping to break through with the federal agencies battling the global coronavirus pandemic, as ABC reported. Schweizer has led the charge in unveiling the layers of corruption within the Biden family. While all eyes remained on Hunter Biden and his lucrative business dealings throughout his father's presidential campaign, the questionable deals and connections extend far beyond the president's son. The establishment media is beginning to zero in on Howard Crane, a Philadelphia surgeon who is married to Biden's daughter, Ashley. Crane served as an advisor to Biden's campaign on the Chinese coronavirus crisis, specifically, and did so while investing in companies presenting solutions to the coronavirus with his venture capital firm, as Breitbart News detailed. With Biden in office and his administration tasked with addressing the coronavirus pandemic, Crane's status as the chief medical officer at Startup Health presents a keen conflict of interest. ABC acknowledged this convenient family-to-government connection, one of many Schweizer has routinely laid out over the years, in a February 9 piece titled As Biden's Son-in-Law Invests in COVID-19 Response, Questions of Family and Ethics Could Resurface. When the boutique tech firm Yossi Health developed software aimed at streamlining the nation's coronavirus vaccine effort, CEO Hari Prasad sought help from one of its earliest investors, a company with a special government connection. The investor was Startup Health, and that special connection came through its chief medical officer, Howard Crane, who is married to President Joe Biden's daughter. That detail that was not lost on Yossi's Prasad, who reached out to Startup Health in December with a request to introduce their platform to government health officials. According to ABC News, Prasad bluntly laid out the tech firm's intentions with Startup Health, stating their goal is leveraging their relationships and work with state and federal agencies. But Biden's curious involvement with the company, Startup Health, spans all the way back to 2011, when he served as vice president. In 2011, Biden assisted in the launching of the company by granting direct access to the White House, arranging a meeting with former President Barack Obama. The company was young, just weeks old, at the time of the meeting. Their status as a healthcare incubator was hardly unique, Schweizer wrote in Profiles in Corruption. In fact, there were 31 similar companies operating in the state of California alone, and another 11 in the state of New York. Crane recalled, I happened to be talking to my father-in-law that day and I mentioned Steve and Unity were down there, in Washington, D.C. He knew about Startup Health and was a big fan of it. He asked for Steve's number and said, I have to get them up here to talk with Barack. The Secret Service came and got Steve and Unity and brought them to the Oval Office. His brother, Stephen Crane, is the co-founder and CEO of the company. Schweizer described the meeting as a huge hookup. Health Data Palooza is very prestigious and very hard to get into, Schweizer explained during an October 2020 appearance on Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. They get hooked up and they are put front and center in this very important conference, and that's the beginning of the favors that happen. As Breitbart News detailed, Crane is now advising Joe Biden's campaign on coronavirus matters while Startup Health plans to invest $1 million in companies developing goods and services pertaining to the novel virus. Politico reported, Crane simultaneously advising the campaign and venturing into COVID investing could pose conflict of interest concerns for a Biden administration or simply create the awkward appearance of Crane profiting off his father-in-law's policies. Schweizer credited the Biden family with expanding the frontiers of American political corruption. In October, Biden campaign spokesman Mike Wynn denied a Politico story that cited Schweizer's reporting on Startup Health in his book Profiles on Corruption. It's sad that Politico is recycling baseless accusations and innuendo from a discredited right-wing journalist like Peter Schweizer, he said in a statement to the Washington Examiner. Gwynn's claim that Schweizer's extensive investigative work has been discredited, remains wholly unsubstantiated. He has continued to defend Biden in his capacity as a White House spokesperson, telling ABC News that Biden has set and maintained the highest ethical standards for himself, his administration, and those around him. In a January appearance on Breitbart News Daily, Schweitzer explained how Biden continued to go to bat for startup health, participating in the company's closed-door events in the following years in his capacity as vice president. "Well, the factor that I haven't mentioned is that one of the three principals involved with this company is married to his daughter and I think explains what's going on here," he said. "So how you do all of that and hold true to your statement that you've never had a conversation with a family member about business matters is patently absurd. The Bidens, to me, are unprecedented in the extent and scope of the corruption. Because I've been doing this for a long time," Schweitzer told Marlow in the October interview. "I've exposed Republicans and Democrats. The Bidens now have five," he added, labeling the Biden family as the reigning champs when it comes to corrupt behavior in Washington, D.C. Now, it appears the establishment media is beginning to catch up with Schweitzer's revelations. According to ABC, Crane did not respond to the outlet's request for comment. But a spokeswoman for Startup Health stated that the chief medical officer does not make investment decisions at Startup Health nor does he advise or assist companies on obtaining government contracts. "His role as chief medical officer at Startup Health is to provide a clinician's perspective into our mission to transform health," she told the outlet.